In Wisconsin, two-term Republican Governor Scott Walker is in the middle of a tight reelection campaign. His opponent is Tony Evers, Wisconsin State School Superintendent, and he's currently trailing Walker by just 1 point in the polls. The two candidates met for their first debate on Friday night.
Let's go back to what doesn't work. Scott Walker's policies.
He has yet to tell us how much he's going to raise your taxes. And ladies and gentlemen, when someone from Madison tells you you're going to tell you after the election how much, look out.
According to polling by Marquette University, education, health care, and infrastructure are the three most important issues to Wisconsin voters this November. Here to discuss the upcoming election and where the candidates stand on those issues is Sean Johnson, the Capitol Bureau Chief at Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Tanzina.
So let's start with education. What is Scott Walker's record on that, and how does it compare to Tony Evers, who's been the state superintendent since 2009?
So because Scott Walker has been governor for, you know, almost 8 years now, he was governor after the Great Recession. And in his first term, he had some pretty dramatic cuts to K-12 public education in Wisconsin. And that's what you've heard about from Democrats in this race, probably predictably, are those deep cuts to K-12 education. He's also cut the University of Wisconsin's, you know, the public university system here in three of his four budgets. So that's part of the governor's record. But in his most recent budget, the one that, you know, we're under now in Wisconsin, Walker had a pretty dramatic increase in public school funding and his first increase in university funding. So that's what he's focusing on in this race. He's put that up against Tony Evers, who, as state superintendent of public instruction, doesn't get to set that budget, but talks about what he wants to see in it and has to kind of administer it with schools around the state. Evers has always called for some of these bigger increases that the governor has just recently embraced.
You know, another thing that's important to Wisconsin voters is health care. We know that Scott Walker backed a lawsuit aimed at repealing the Affordable Care Act. But at the same time, 55% of voters in Wisconsin say they want to keep the Affordable Care Act. So where do things stand there?
Yeah, and if you ask voters here what they think about protections for pre-existing conditions, the numbers shoot way up. That's extremely popular in Wisconsin as it is nationally. Where it stands is, I mean, that has definitely been an issue in the race between Walker and Evers. Evers has emphasized that lawsuit, and Walker has come back and said, look, if the Affordable Care Act is ever overturned, I will call the legislature into special session. We'll pass this state bill that would put similar pre-existing conditions protections in state law, so they'll always be covered. The thing is that state bill falls short of what the ACA would do. It does call for pre-existing conditions protections, but it would let insurance companies impose a lifetime cap on insurance. So say, for example, a cancer patient with expensive treatment could see their insurance capped at $1 million under the state bill. That's something that's not allowed under the federal Affordable Care Act. So it's not an apples to apples comparison, but I think the fact that you see the governor engaging on that point and saying, hey, I have a different plan, just goes to show you how much healthcare and particularly the pre-existing conditions argument has come to the forefront in this campaign.
And Sean, we're talking about election infrastructure this week, how we vote and what that looks like. We're coming up on the end of the segment, but I'm curious if you could give us a sense of what it looks like in Wisconsin. Are voters expected to have pretty smooth midterm elections?
Yeah, we know that Wisconsin was one state where hackers tried to target us in the 2016 election. They were not successful. And so I guess what you can say broadly is that election officials here are diligently watching this. They're working on it. But as far as we know, there are no problems.
Well, we'll see what happens on Election Day. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief at Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, thanks again.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.